Al Franken under fire.
To hear this about him has been a little bit devastating to me.
Senate battle over tax cuts.
Republicans give tax cuts to the rich. It's in their DNA.
Give me a break.
Administration move on elephant trophies.
Letting hunters bring them home from Africa.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, after getting its start in Hollywood, the wave of sexual misconduct allegations now engulfs Washington, and it has senators talking about Minnesota Democrat Al Franken.
So far, I've known only about the press reports, but I'm troubled about that.
It's not fitting behavior for anyone.
Minnesota voters, too.
It was a piece of comedy that was in the past. It obviously wasn't while he was a senator, so I think it should be looked at a little differently. But at the same time, sexual harassment is finally being taken seriously.
Franken's apologized for a 2006 incident on a USO tour before he became a senator. Leanne Tweeden said he forcibly kissed her and groped her.
You know, people make mistakes. I'm not calling for him to step down. You know, that's not my place to say that.
The case of a Democrat in trouble has caught the attention of President Trump. We're live with White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
Well, the president tweeted overnight the picture of Franken grabbing Leanne Tweeden's chest is really bad. He calls the senator Al Frankenstein and says, quote, "To think that just last week he was lecturing anyone who would listen about sexual harassment and respect for women." The president has yet to personally comment on the allegations facing Alabama Senate candidate Roy Moore. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders has said, if those allegations are proven true, Moore should do the right thing and step aside. But Sanders also says this.
The president believes this is a decision for the people of Alabama to make, not one for him to make.
Throughout the campaign, Mr. Trump himself faced allegations of sexual misconduct. Sanders has said it's the view of this White House that his accusers are lying. Steve?
In Alabama, CBS's Dean Reynolds says the state Republican Party backs Moore's Senate run as he denies misconduct allegations from several women.
Our valiant leader, Judge Roy Moore.
A supportive conservative crowd from around the country gathered yesterday to praise the judge, who continued to make clear he has no plans to quit.
I'll quit standing when they lay me in that box and put me in the ground.
Moore's campaign initially billed this event as a press conference, but it ended in a frenzy of unanswered questions.
We paid for this microphone. He's answered that question repeatedly. Let's take the next question. He's already answered that question.
Moore walked away from those questions, protected by event organizers, and received a police escort. But the controversy accompanied him as well.
A Fox News poll now gives Moore's opponent, Democrat Doug Jones, an 8-point lead. 2 decades ago, Bill Clinton was fighting for his political life after the revelation of a sexual affair in the White House. Now, New York Democratic Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, who holds Hillary Clinton's old seat, sees it this way in an interview with the New York Times.
Is it your view that the President Clinton should have stepped down at that time, given the allegations?
I think that is the appropriate response.
A Senate ethics investigation is next for New Jersey Democrat Robert Menendez. A mistrial ended his bribery trial yesterday.
To those who were digging my political grave so that they could jump into my seat, I know who you are, and I won't forget you.
It's not clear if the Justice Department will pursue a retrial. With the House passage of a tax reform bill, attention is now squarely on the Senate and its version. And CBS's Nancy Cordes says there's a war of words underway.
When Republicans are in power, the first thing they want to do is give tax cuts to the rich. That's just it's in their DNA.
At the end of the all-day Senate finance meeting, Ohio Democrat Sherrod Brown's attack on the new Republican tax plan got under the skin of Chairman Orrin Hatch.
I've been here working my whole stinking career for people who don't have a chance. And I really resent anybody saying that I'm just doing this for the rich. Give me a break.
Democrats say Republicans are rushing the bill through Congress. They're also upset that the plan eliminates Obamacare's individual mandate, cuts the corporate tax rate to 20%, and eliminates Americans' ability to deduct state and local taxes.
Over and over again. How many times?
Senator Hatch took Brown's charges personally.
I come from the lower middle class originally. We didn't have anything. So don't spew that stuff on me.
A full Senate vote's expected after Thanksgiving. CBS News has learned the House Intelligence Committee is considering a move to subpoena Twitter to get messages between Donald Trump Jr. and WikiLeaks. And CBS's Jeff Pegues tells us a Senate panel wants information from the president's son-in-law.
The Senate Judiciary Committee is asking Jared Kushner for emails that he received and sent about WikiLeaks in September of 2016 as the campaign was in full swing. Senators Chuck Grassley and Dianne Feinstein also want documents about a, quote, Russian backdoor overture and dinner invite, and they cite phone records that they want from Mr. Kushner as well.
At least 20 people were hurt when fire raced through a senior living community in Westchester, Pennsylvania. Mike McDonald is the fire chief.
Emergency personnel have relocated residents to several locations and are working to connect the residents who were transported to the local hospitals or shelter for safety with their families.
And the cause of the fire is under investigation. Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe made his first public appearance since the country's military confined him to house arrest earlier in the week. He listened to speeches at a university ceremony. The military says it's discussing options for his departure from the country. Zimbabwe is one of two African nations where American elephant hunters will now be able to bring body parts of the animals home to the U.S. as trophies, thanks to a new move by the Trump administration. CBS's Peter King joins us live.
Steve, the African elephant is called threatened under U.S. Endangered Species Act, but the Trump administration says it will now let hunters import elephant tusks and hides from Zimbabwe and Zambia because it says big game hunting helps preserve the species. Attorney Tanya Sainrib with the Center for Biological Diversity calls the move
a great travesty for elephants. As I think most people know, we're in the midst of a poaching crisis. Elephant populations across Africa are declining.
But hunting groups say the move is sound wildlife management, Steve.
New rules from the FCC give phone companies more authority to block robocalls. The action allows carriers to crack down on what are known as spoof numbers from scammers. There's a new treatment for a potentially life-threatening disorder. Here's CBS's Jim Shenevy.
The FDA has approved a new drug for hemophilia A patients, their first new treatment in nearly two decades designed to prevent internal bleeding. Hemlibra is a weekly self-injection for patients who have developed resistance to standard medicines for preventing bleeding episodes. But it's not cheap. The list price for the drug will be just under $500,000 for the first year and slightly less after that. California-based Genentech, which developed Hemlibra, defends the high price, saying it's about half the cost of the only other preventative option for patients with the problem. Jim Shenevy, CBS News.
Well, the man known as the fight doctor has died. Ferdy Pacheco, who was in Muhammad Ali's corner for 15 years and later was a TV boxing analyst, was 89 years old. And that's the World News Roundup, the broadcast produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.